The Gemara in Masechet Menachot, Daf Mem Gimel Amud Bet, uses the pasuk in this week's parsha of Akev, the pasuk being Vata Yisrael Ma Adonai Elohecha Shoel Meimach. And now, O Israel, what is it that Hashem, your God, asks of you? And learns out from there that Chayav Adam Levarich Me'a Brachot B'chol Yom, that a person needs to say 100 brachot every single day. Rashi explains that instead of reading the pasuk as Vata Yisrael Ma Hashem Elokecha, we read it as Me'a Hashem Elokecha. We darshan, or we play a little bit with the word Ma and change it into Me'a, meaning 100. That's the Torah explains that the reason why we have 100 brachot said every day is because in the times of David HaMelech, there were 100 people dying in a plague every single day. So David HaMelech instituted that people should say 100 brachot each day to ward off the plague. So this would seem to indicate that the pasuk is only an asmachta. The pasuk isn't actually telling us that midoraita one has to say 100 brachot. This was something that was introduced later, and this indeed is the view of the Rambam and most Rishonim, that 100 brachot daily is something which is midrabanan. This makes a lot of sense to say it that way, bearing in mind that other than Birkat HaMazon and possibly Birkat HaTorah, that there aren't any other mitzvot which are d'oraita. So it would be very strange if the Torah, which doesn't have brachot other than two, that's telling us min haTorah you've got to say 100 brachot every day. So most Rishonim are of the opinion that the Me'a brachot is takana d'rabanan. However, the Bahag and the Uraim, they include to say 100 brachot daily in the Minyan HaMitzvot, even though some poskim read them as meaning that even that is Durabanan, and it's the way of the Bahag and the Uraim to include Mitzvot Durabanan in their calculation of Tariag Mitzvot. What would be a nafkamina between whether the requirement to say 100 brachot daily is Midoraita or Midurabanan? So a nafkamina would be somebody who's got a safek if he's said 100 brachot yet that day. That's how much does he need to go how much effort does he need to go into to try and make sure that he's going to say 100 brachot? A number of questions come up. How do you calculate the 100 brachot? The Aruch HaShulchan gives a cheshbon, as does the Beit Yosef. They're slightly different. The cheshbon of the Aruch HaShulchan is that you've got 3 brachot for Anutilat Yadayim Asher Yatzan Elokein Shama, 4 brachot for Talit Katan, Talit Gadol, and Tefillin, 3 brachot for Birchot HaTorah. Though, of course, that's a machloket whether that's 2 or 3 brachot. That's, and indeed, there's a machloket whether one says 1 brachot, Tefillin, or 2 brachot. Then you've got Birchot HaShachar, and through to Mekadesh Shimcha Barabim is a further 16 brachot, 5 brachot of Pesukei Zimra and Kriyat Shema in the morning, 3 daily Amidot of 19 brachot, which is 57, 5 brachot of Kriyat Shema in the evening, Birkat HaMapil is a further one, that gives us a total of 94, and then even if you just have one Sa'uda a day and don't eat anything else, then you've brought it up very nicely to 100. The big problem is on Shabbat, what does one do? Because there are far fewer brachot on Shabbat. That's instead of having 57 brachot from 3 amidot, you have 24 brachot from 4 amidot. You lose the bracha, 2 brachot of tefillin, you lose the bracha of Yiruei Neinu. That's, it's true that you have another 2 su'udot, which will give you a further 12 brachot, and you have kiddush, which will give you another 3 brachot, 2 on Friday night and 1 on Shabbat day. You're still going to be something like 17 brachot short. There's a lot of discussion amongst the poskim how one makes those up. That's ideally one should eat fruit or sweets or whatever it is a couple of times during the day, and then you've got some extra brachot. Another possibility is that you can say amen to the Birchot HaTorah and the Birchot HaHaftarah. That some poskim say that in extremis, you can listen to Chazar Tashatz and respond Amen to those brachot. And that's particularly necessary on Yom Kippur when you haven't even got the Seudot on Yom Kippur. And some Rishonim even mentioned the idea of Ein Kelokeinu on Shabbat was instituted to give us another 20 brachot, that each phrase of praise in Ein Kelokeinu corresponds to another bracha. There are lots of questions in the Achronim about applications with Meir Brachot. One of the questions is about whether or not women have an obligation to say 100 Brachot every day. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Rav Avadia Yosef, and Rav Eliashiv were all of the opinion that women are bound by the this obligation because there's no fixed time to it. It's not Mitzvah Tasei Shasman Grama. It applies throughout the day. And also that in the time of David HaMelech, if there was a magefa, that affected everybody, and presumably everybody needed to daven to be saved from it. On the other hand, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, that's Rav Moshe Sternbach, and Rav Vozin and Shevet HaLevi, they're all of the opinion that women are not bound by this mitzvah, because it was made in association with the statutory brachot that one has to say. That's if a woman doesn't have a chiyuv to daven three times a day, that's, then there's no way they're going to get to 100 brachot, and therefore Chazal would never have imposed such an obligation upon them. Let's finish off with one further question, the very interesting question that comes up, that Rav Shlomo Zalman discusses. If a person has already fulfilled the mitzvah, let's say I've fulfilled the mitzvah of making kiddush on Friday night, but I go around to somebody else who doesn't know how to make kiddush, I'm allowed to make kiddush on their behalf, even though I've fulfilled my obligation, and I'm not fulfilling my obligation, that's when I make it for them, and I'm not even drinking the wine. So I've said two more brachot there. Does that count towards the Meir brachot? Rav Shlomo Zalman's conclusion is that it does. There's lots more to say, but Hayom Katzav HaMelacham Ruba Ad Kan. Shabbat Shalom.